You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Health Select Committee has given their green light to the smoke-free bill this week. Its report makes additional recommendations as well, like capping the number of tobacco retailers to no more than 600. Yesterday, Action for Smoke-Free 2025 released its Year 10 survey as well, which shows very low smoking by adolescents, but a slight rise in daily vaping overall, and a larger rise for moldy teens. Now, I spoke to Professor Janet Hook from the University of Otago, Wellington on this matter, and I started off by asking her about how this will impact inequalities within tobacco usage.
Well, we have some idea of the impact on inequities caused by smoking use from modelling work that's been undertaken, and that shows that the denicotinisation measure in particular is going to have a really profound effect on smoking prevalence. It's going to make smoking prevalence drop very quickly, and that's going to occur across the entire population of people who smoke. So it's going to reduce the differences between people of different ethnicities that exist at the moment.
How will this bill address the increase in vaping rates? And how do they compare to smoking rates?
Well, the bill is really designed to address the most harmful product, which of course is smoked tobacco. So it's got a few additional components about creating a register of people who sell vaping products, but its focus is on smoked tobacco rather than on vaping products. So I think there's a growing recognition that youth vaping in particular is rising very quickly, and that a lot of young people who had never previously smoked are now vaping, and that some additional interventions are going to be needed to reduce youth vaping. At the moment, we know that youth smoking rates are very low and youth vaping rates are higher. So what we're seeing is not that vaping is displacing smoking. Vaping seems to be additive, and so we've got more young people using nicotine than we had previously. So obviously that's something that's concerning, and some additional measures are going to be needed to deal with that.
Reading here, the Action for Smoke-Free 2025 Year 10 survey was released, and although it showed a very low smoking from adolescents, you said there obviously was that slight rise with vaping, and there was a larger rise, especially for mouldy teens. Is this concerning?
Yes, and the sensible thing to do would be to talk with Māori spokespeople about that. I mean, you might want to talk to somebody like Salah Hart from Hāpai. I think it's probably best to have Māori working in this space commenting on data that relate to Māori.
How effective is this proposal, and how does it compare to other countries? And was there a potential influence from other countries when it came to smoke-free bills?
I think what any evidence-based public policy does is to explore what kind of research has been undertaken and what findings are available. And so that's what this proposal has done as well. So it's looked at trials, which are studies where people are given an intervention and then their behaviour is compared to the behaviour of people in a control group. And we have a lot of trial evidence on the denicotinisation policy, and that's been very useful in informing the measure in our bill. There's also been modelling work that's been undertaken, and that's very robust work that's been led out of the University of Melbourne. We also know that there have been retail reduction measures in other jurisdictions, and that other countries are planning these measures, and we know that the smoke-free generation has been implemented in a city in the US, and that several other countries are considering not only a smoke-free generation but a nicotine-free generation. So I think there's been international evidence that we've been able to draw on here in Aotearoa, and there's also been opportunities for international dialogue. I think what we're doing here in Aotearoa is absolutely world-leading, and I think what we're seeing more and more, and certainly what I'm seeing among my international colleagues, is that there is enormous interest in the leadership that's been shown here, and many countries are now reorienting their thinking and considering how they can follow suit.
That was Professor Janet Hook from the University of Otago, Wellington, speaking about the smoke-free bill.
That That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.